Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I am your host with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And we just want to welcome all our callers and listeners to our show tonight. We're looking forward to a great night. What's the topic for tonight, Adrian?
Well, we're talking about, you wanted to talk about soul collages and we haven't talked about that for a while, and how we learned about the art of soul collage. And did you want to explain what that's about?
Yeah, you know, everyone knows what a collage is, and that's, you know, putting pictures together and making, you know, one picture from, you know, a different other pictures or just about anything, you know, that would make a picture. And soul collage is similar to the same in what you need to take pictures out of magazines or, you know, pictures that you might have around you. And each one of these pictures have messages. And what it does is these messages come from, you know, a higher source and, you know, the subconscious mind. So in these pictures, you know, you're able to find out your deepest thoughts, you know, whatever things that might be troubling you or you might be experiencing right now. And could you tell a little bit more about that, Adrian?
Well, yeah, I think a folk or a collage or whatever you want to call it, I think they call it soul because it represents the soul. And just like, you know, tarot, you know, where you have different images, different pictures, and then you try to relate it to a situation that you're in. It may be financial, it may be, you know, relationship, whatever it might be. You look at the pictures and then you try to relate it to your life on why they chose that picture. And how that picture stands out to them, it's almost like you're telling a story about their life and why they chose that picture. And every picture is different because they don't know what they're going to pick out of a magazine. They just pick it. Unconsciously, they don't know why they picked it, but it has some kind of hidden message that's coming from their subconscious mind. And sometimes they can even be barriers too, things that we have to break with these pictures and how they interact in our reality. I was even watching a movie on, it was interesting, I watched a movie on Tales from the Crypt where this guy was an artist and he was drawing these pictures, and when he was drawing the pictures, he would actually create that reality and they would actually come alive, which I thought was kind of interesting. And it's almost the same thing as a collage, because you're actually creating that reality as you pick out the pictures, which is really interesting.
Adrian, would you say that these pictures that, you know, you pick or, you know, whatever, you know, that might be, would you say those are your archetypes?
Almost definitely. I think that in any reality that we concentrate on is a archetype that's working with us. Just like I was mentioning about how it breaks barriers and how it breaks a lot of fears that we need to conquer, and then they interact with our reality. We're actually giving them life and energy to sustain it so that they can interact in our dimension, in our lower dimension, in which that's where we're at now, but we're actually tapping into the matrix as we're doing the soul collage.
So would you say that, take for instance, somebody had a picture of, you know, of a body of water, or, you know, a picture of the ocean, or a picture of a lake, what would that say to you?
Well, it would say to me that my interpretation on that would say to me that they're feeling very emotional at that time in their frame of mind. They need emotional comfort. And a lot of times people go to waterfalls because they want to feel emotional comfort. It makes them feel safe and secure emotionally. It could be because they're having relationship troubles, or they just want to get out things out in the open and feel cleansed, and water makes them feel emotional, and it's an emotional healing for a lot of people, water is, especially right now with all the sun and the fires and everything going on. I think that's that would be very rare for someone to pick something like water, because it's very calming, you know, to a lot of people.
Right. And that's interesting. Now, so would you say that the soul collage would have something to do with our, you know, our soul contract, you know, our, you know, what we, you know, the contracts that we made, you know, before we came into this reality or this life?
Well, I think as you're going through the soul collage, you're making a contract by deciding what will be your archetype and what is causing the barrier to block your contract. So in different situations, you may pick something else, and it may be because it might be something you need to face, or it may be something that represents your archetype in which you made a contract with that archetype and you finally found it. It's like finding, to me, it's like finding a crystal or a stone or something that you connect with, you know, on a soul level. And and recognizing that, you know, recognizing that that was the contract that you made with that archetype.
You know, that is also interesting. We know that, you know, we do have those kind of connections. And, you know, the main thing is, you know, what are the messages that are being, you know, brought forward, you know, from these. And so a lot of it is, you know, reaching into our, you know, deeper part of our mind and connecting with that picture or whatever energy that we're seeing, and then finding out, you know, what, you know, we might be experiencing or holding back or suppressing, you know. But that's so interesting. Is there anything else, Adrian?
Well, I just wanted to mention, anybody like to call in right now and get your free tarot card reading, or feel free to talk to us a little bit about the soul collages, call in, and we like to give a sample about what a soul collage is and what it can do for you. And it, with a lot of my clients, I find it very successful because it helps to, from other psychologists that I've talked to, they said it helps to balance the left and the right brain. So I think that it would help a lot of people to get that more balanced so that they can get in touch with their divinity, you know, their intuition and their connection with their soul contracts and their archetypes. So feel free to call in and we'll do a sample on that. If you got a magazine, that would be helpful. Or if you just got a imagination, you just like to call in and try it out. It's a lot of fun, and it's just like when you get into it, it's like just like arts and crafts. You know, you get in touch with your creative and spontaneous mind, just like an artist. And it's a lot of fun, actually, and it's we look at it as more as entertainment, because me and Roy are entertainers. That's what we do. We're hypnotists. But call in and get your readings.
And what is that call-in number?
And that caller number is, well, it looks like we got one caller now from the 907 area. Let's go with this person. 907, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name's Carrie. I'm calling from Alaska.
Wonderful, and we thank you, you know, for joining us on the air tonight. And do you have a question for us tonight?
You know, the last couple of weeks, there's been all kinds of external chaos in my life, and I've just kind of turned into a bit of a hermit to avoid these people who like drama and chaos. But I can't even go in the grocery store without feeling really negative energy right now. And my question is, do you see that passing soon? And what is these people's motivation to suddenly just be rotten, mean-spirited people?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question because sometimes I ask myself that a lot. And for right now, I think it's going to be a lot. You're going to see a lot more of that because right now we're in Mercury retrograde, what they call Mercury retrograde. And do you want to explain what that is, Roy?
Do you know anything about the retrogrades at all?
Very little. I know it can. The planetary changes can cause different types of emotional connections and turmoil or peace, depending on what's going on. But I don't understand it real well.
Now, what it is Mercury, as it gets closer to Earth, you know, it instead of it starts rotating backwards, and by doing that, then it's sending off these energies to, you know, Earth. And this is where there's communication problems. You'll see a lot of, you know, electronic problems, you know, mechanical problems, you know, things that, you know, happen all around. You know, you'll notice other people not being able to communicate with each other. They'll argue with each other. You'll, you know, even see a lot of, a lot of chaos during
that. A lot of turmoil.
A lot of turmoil, yeah. But, you know, just remember that it'll pass. You know, this is something temporary. But, you know, as you just mentioned, you know, what I'm getting, my guys are telling me that you're really sensitive to energies.
I am.
Is that true?
Yes.
And that's why you're able to pick up on these other people's energies. Would you consider yourself a light worker?
Yes.
And see, and a lot of these negative energies are trying to draw off your energy, and that's why you're starting to feel a lot of this negativity, you know, all around you and noticing, you know, these negative people.
Okay.
You know, the main thing is, you know, now that we're in 2012, that the main thing is we have to keep sending out more of the light, you know, more unconditional love, you know, being in a higher vibration and not allow these negative energies to, you know, bring us down to their level.
That's why we're ordered to be in a bit of a...
Well, you know, right now is the time to almost be a hermit because it is a time to do a lot of soul searching. And usually that's what it means in the tarot, you know, as a hermit, doing a lot of seeking, a lot of soul searching, gathering information. That's the most important thing during a retrograde is information. It's not really a time to travel or do too much or be around those kind of negative people because they're... feeding off your energy. They're like energy vampires. And some of them do it and they're not even conscious of it, you know, and they have all that negative thinking and negativity and they have to draw off your light energy. So they're trying to burn out your bulb is what they're trying to do.
Okay.
And it's just a matter of, you know, how what drive you, you know, think about what drive you, what gets your energy back, how do you shield yourself, you know, what information are you gathering, you know.
Okay.
So
it's been the last couple of weeks to where a couple of my friends, things got so out of control where I know I can't go in the grocery store where one of them works or I'll end up in jail. So it was like, I just need to stay away from everybody.
The main
but
thing
it just
is,
seemed like everybody kind of went cuckoo at the same time.
Yeah. I understand what you mean completely. And I think that we're, like Roy says, we're being affected by a lot of things. And one of the things that really annoys a lot of people has to do with not just retrograde, but it has to do with the Ascended Masters, too, how we're being influenced by them. And I think it's this level that we're trying to learn, but we're trying to fight the ego is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Are you in a relationship right now?
No.
Because I'm seeing a new romance coming your way.
Hmm.
And this new romance is going to help you to, you know, keep you more balanced because this person is going to be more of the spiritual.
Okay.
So this, you know, this will be good for you, and it's almost like it's going to be, a happy reunion. You know, once you do meet this person, are you working on a project right now?
Not really. I'm a distance education student. I'm working on my bachelor's degree, and I'm taking a statistics class over the summer, which is making me a bit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's, you know, I have my 13-year-old son, and I do readings for people in my spare time. So I've just been trying to stay busy and focus on what I need to do for me and my son right now.
Right.
I was seeing somebody off and on for a couple of years, but clearly they don't want anything permanent. Otherwise, they would have said so long ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from that, my fiancé died almost 13 years ago. It's just been the last couple of years I started dating again.
Adrian, do you have any more messages?
Well, I'm kind of getting that she needs to get into something like of maybe of healing or something that will keep you busy during the retrograde that would actually heal you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's helped me. I mean, during the retrograde periods, finding something that heals you by either music or art or even like I said, we were talking about soul collages, you know.
Have you ever heard of a soul collage?
No. It kind of sounds familiar, but I'm not certain if it's what I'm thinking.
Adrian, give her the name of the book.
It's called Soul Collages by Susan Frost.
Okay.
And you can look up that book on, you know, on eBay or
Amazon,
get Barnes and Nobles, or anything like that, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get that book and study it.
Yeah.
During the retrograde, that would be perfect in the retrograde. Because that's what you need.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you need to learn more about vampires.
Yeah.
That's what I was picking up.
Okay.
Because there's still some information that you're missing, and that's why you're feeling all this stress and tension, and you feel like you want to really kill somebody. But that's just because you're suppressing all that energy, and all that energy is building up, and it has to go somewhere, you know, because you're like an empty vessel, and they're just feeding off your energy. putting their psychic ability inside of you is what they're doing. So, you know, energy has to go somewhere.
Okay, well, that helps me understand something, because I know if I go walk around the lake by myself with my iPod on, you know, or I go to the pool and the swim lap by myself, it seems to help with that.
That's very healing to you.
Mm-hmm.
Are the people that you associate with, would you consider them spiritual or more of the mundane?
You know, one of them, at one time, I would have said spiritual, but not anymore.
So I'm more of the dark side now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and what about
the dark
what
side.
About the community where you live?
There's actually a lot of spiritual people here, but they, I don't know, for some reason they seem to keep themselves. I have one neighbor who is learning about spiritual things and very interested in doing things within the light, and we're starting to get to know each other a little bit. But other than that, the people I was around the last 3 years, it's like my whole group of friends has shifted in a very different way than what I ever expected. And the few friends I was kind of hanging on to, I found out the last couple of weeks was a mistake on my part.
See, that's clear because that's happened to me a lot.
Yeah.
I was telling my dad about that. I was like, why is it that it seems like more light workers are turning towards the dark side?
Well, reason was, I told Adrian, I think a lot of the light workers are being attacked, and they're not keeping their shields up, and they're falling, you know, into that energy.
So,
you know, what my guides are telling me that you need to, you know, break away from that circle and start some new groups or even start some meetings or something, you know, that would help. You know, in other words, like-minded people.
Right.
Okay. So you need to draw a lot more of them into, you know, your reality.
Because I think part of it's because of where I live. I live on an island.
Okay.
I seem to be finding more like-minded people when I spend a little bit of time, like on Blog Talk Radio and some other places like that on the internet, which seems to be way more healthier friendships for me than what I've been having in the past around town here. So I'm actually looking in. I have a year of college left to get my bachelor's degree. I'm looking at moving somewhere small and coastal, but not on an island.
Mm-hmm.
I have a good high school for my son that's going to be starting high school in a year.
Yeah. So you're planning on moving in the future then?
Hopefully next summer after I graduate with my bachelor's degree. And I'm thinking timing-wise, I kind of feel like it's supposed to work out that way because my youngest son, he's going into eighth grade, so in a year he'll just be getting ready to enter high school, which would be, moving in the middle of high school would not be good for a teenager, but starting at a new high school could have benefits for him.
Yeah.
I just don't know if my oldest son would move with, or he has some gifts that he somehow has been pulled a little bit to the dark side recently, too.
Oh.
So that's kind of hard for me to watch.
Yeah. Well,
that is hard.
One thing that, you know, me and Adrian's talked a lot about, and that has changed. You know, that's why we, you know, we're going through 2012 because, you know, we're all shifting and going into this, you know, higher, you know, dimension, and this is preparing us. So, you know, change is good. The main thing is go with the flow, you know. If it's meant to be, then it's going to happen for you, you know. So, you know, keep following your intuition and you know, keep, you know, with your schooling and everything that you want to get accomplished, that, you know, things are, you know, will get better. And you'll see, you know, some huge changes coming in your future.
Okay. I want to thank both of you for taking my call.
You are so welcome. And again, you know, there's no coincidences. There's a reason why you called tonight, and these were the messages for you.
I just wanted to share a message with you. I'm sure that you will find your power.
Yeah.
That they have taken back, that they have taken from you.
Oh, I wanted to share one thing with you. And have you ever heard of the word espavo?
No.
It's spelled E-S-P-A-V-O. And what that means is thank you for taking your power back.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And so, you know, we do wish you the best and a good and prosperous future.
Hey, thank you, and you both have a good night.
Okay, namaste. Okay.
Hey,
you want to go with the
caller,
next caller now?
203 area, you're on the air.
How you doing?
How are you doing? What's your name, please, and where are you from?
Woody from Connecticut.
Woody?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. I recognize your voice.
Yeah. We welcome you back. Okay.
I just got everything back from the guy that was producer. I was wondering, when we get everything set in now on the show for September 15th, I was wondering, do you see it, like, doing good? Because I'm trying to sell tickets and get more people into the venue. I was wondering, do you see this event going well?
Oh, you have some extra people coming up in the venue?
We have a... like three, four guests perform one song. But my partner been selling tickets, and I'm selling tickets as well. So.
Okay. Well, the first card I pulled is the Three of Cups, so I'm getting there's going to be a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going to hear some good news. So I'm kind of getting that this is going to be a really good enterprise for you.
Okay.
Hello.
Yep.
The main thing, Woody, is where do you see yourself a year from now?
Actually doing what I love to do.
Okay. And do you see, you know, your, you know, whatever, you know, you're venturing into, do you see this becoming, you know, prosperous? Do you see it going big? Do you see yourself, you know, making a lot of money with it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And, you know, and that's pretty much where you have to be. You have to see yourself, you know,
that's
how the law of attraction works.
That's always important to stay positive.
Yeah.
Okay.
The main thing is don't let anyone discourage you.
Yeah, I've been there. I had a lot of disappointment, but I don't want, you know, I just
You don't want to focus on that.
Yeah.
You know, that's the main thing.
Oh,
you know, just keep seeing yourself, you know, where you want to be, you know, and accomplishing what you want to get accomplished.
Okay. Do you see the partner and I, because we've been working for a while. I was wondering, do you see this as a long-term partnership or?
Yeah, I do. I see a long-term.
Okay.
Because you really like this person.
Okay.
So I do see a long term. I mean, in your future, I see the getting acquainted with this person. connecting, you know.
Is this a male or?
Yeah, I'm working with a male, yeah, right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing also that you're going to be moving. Have you been planning on moving?
And try to get all this together, and y'all like to move and buy a house, yeah, purchase.
Yeah.
Time is right, yeah.
Yeah. You know, this is something that's coming in the future for you, and it's going to be for the better.
Okay.
And what's your financial situation right now?
Well, I'm just working right now, and I got two children, so I got to take care of that and help my partner with the, somewhat the business how much I can. So it's like it varies. So
yeah.
So everything's kind of creeping up on you.
Yeah, like a budget, and I got to manage my money, make sure. Yeah. So.
So I'm kind of getting that you're kind of building, right now you're just building your tower.
Yeah, yeah.
Hoping that you won't fall, but I don't see you falling.
No.
As long as you keep your goal and you concentrate on it, it'll all fall into place, like Roy said.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see me, my other plan is to write for other artists I like to write for. Do you see that happening, writing with other people?
As an artist?
Yeah, writing for other artists besides the partner I'm working with.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
You got the Knight of Cups. That means arts and support. So I'm seeing a lot of support coming from that as well.
Oh, okay. All right.
Do you have any family there where you're at?
Family? Yes, I have family where I live at.
Okay, and how are they about, you know, what you're doing, you know? Have they been supporting you and what you, you know, in your decisions?
They really haven't said nothing.
They haven't said anything on that?
No. So I don't know. They know I write, so this I tell them, you know, I like this. This is what I like.
You don't really involve them in what you do then?
Not really. I did at first, like when I started writing songs, I let my father listen to it, and because he had a family member that was in the industry. I got two family, but one went to jail, but and so I've just been. I just let people listen to it. They're like, oh, okay, you're a good writer. I ain't know you write. So I just got that, but nothing else more than that. So.
Mm-hmm.
So would you say it's more of a hobby now, right now, before it takes off?
No, this is what I like to do. I write when, you know, when I'm inspired. This is what I like to do. This is what I love.
Good.
So. I just do it, you know, when I can, and then I do it, and I'm just keep on, I push myself.
So it used to be a hobby, but now it's in more of a career?
It just came to my lap, actually, really. This came to my lap. I was never one of my intention, and this came to my lap, and I met this, my childhood friend, and this came from there, because I started from writing poetry. Then after that, I just started writing songs. So it was never like my idea. I was more into sport, and it just came my way. And I was like,
cool.
This is something new. So it just got me out my comfort zone and took me out my comfort zone and been writing ever since. So I like
That's
it. It's
great.
It's my therapy, and it's what I love to do.
Yeah.
It's your calling.
It's your calling, yeah.
Okay. And the move, you said you see me moving. Do you see it will be end of this year or next year?
Well, it could. I'm saying it's going to take a little while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
main thing is you have to, you know, start building and bring, you know, generating the revenue that you
uh-huh.
need. So it's going to take a little while to get there. The main
okay.
thing is, you know, to keep focusing on, you know, what you need to get accomplished, you know. The, have you been marketing or, you know, how are you going to get out?
We're passing out flyers for the show, so we're doing that. We're doing the computer, handing it out. So I'm going to wait till the college kids come back so I can get flyers to them. So I'm doing other things. And he have a radio show. I contact somebody for a radio show, an interview.
Yeah.
So doing different things, coming slowly but surely, but there
yeah.
and there. So we're getting ready for the show. So we just try to cramp everything in now. Before
yeah.
the show comes, so.
Good. The main thing is, you know, getting the word out.
Yeah.
You know, as much as you can, you know.
I don't know if you wanted to get to the last caller. We only have one more caller left.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and see if we get this
okay,
last
thank
caller.
You.
And we thank you again for calling. And you have a good night.
Okay, let's go from to the 858 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for
Hello.
Taking my phone call. Yes. Can you hear
What's
me?
What's your name, please, and where are you from?
Oh, my name is Shauna, and I'm from California.
Oh, okay. We welcome you to our show. And I just want to let you know we're pretty much off the air right now.
Yeah,
we're
I know.
Just mm-hmm. on a recorded time, so if we lose you,
sure.
You know.
I'll try to be quick.
Okay.
There is a man that I'm interested in. We communicate in the last 2 weeks on and off. Do you see that he's interested in something more? He's not, and it will develop like more romantic connection between us or not? We met before. This human person before I know this person.
Nathan, what are you getting?
Are you currently have connections with this person now or?
We communicate, yeah, on and off in the last 2 weeks.
Okay. Do you communicate by phone or on
phone,
internet?
Phone, email, both. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of getting that you have a strong connection with this person and eventually that you guys are going to come together. It's just a waiting period right now. I just see you waiting. And I'm kind of getting that there's a proposition of some sort that's going to bring you two together. I don't
like
know if
he,
it's a business
he will
proposition.
Offer to go on a date or something?
Some kind of business proposition or some, I don't know what it is.
No, I'm not interested in business proposition with him. I'm interested in him romantically. So do you feel that he will ask me on a date or it will be just business?
It has to do with business.
Because I know
see it,
him
I
on
see
a personal
turning
level.
Into a relationship.
Huh?
But I see it turning into a relationship, but I see having to do with some kind of proposition.
Do you see a romance between us, or there will be no romance? Because I'm interested in him romantically. I'm not interested in him business. We talk about business, but it's not even our business. It's just something, someone sells business. We don't have any business with this person.
My guys are telling me, does he know how you feel about him?
Yes, he does.
Because I'm saying that there's some confusion there.
He's confused, but still, well, it's a long story, you know.
Yeah. Is he in a relationship right now?
That, I'm not sure. Do you feel that he is in the relationship right now?
I'm getting that he's either in one or he's, you know, just getting out of one.
if you feel that he is in one, do you see that that's a strong relationship?
Actually, did he tell you that he was married?
Well, it's kind of commitment, but I'm not sure if he's still with this person. I think it is a commitment. It was a commitment, but I don't know the status at this moment.
Because from what I'm seeing, he's still married.
He's still unsure.
Huh?
Do you know that if he's married?
He's in the commitment, but I don't know if he's in the commitment at the moment or he is not. Like, a few months ago, he was in the commitment. I don't know anything about this time. I didn't ask him. He doesn't
I'm kind of getting it has something to do with his business.
This person was not connected with him in his business. It was just a personal commitment.
So there's some kind of, there was something missing, like something hidden that he's hiding from you or something. That's what I'm getting.
Actually, his secret's going to be revealed.
I didn't ask, so he's not hiding. I just didn't ask. I didn't have a chance to see him in person recently. I didn't have a chance to ask him directly. We're communicating on and off very shortly. So that's why I was not sure.
Hmm.
So in other words,
feel
you
like
see,
there's something that he's not telling you.
I'm not asking. Again,
me,
I'm not asking, you know.
Not to rush into this.
So in other words, the outcome, you feel that he is in the commitment, so I shouldn't have any hopes, right?
Yeah.